This is the Dreamers Podcast, where dreamers share their stories to inspire you. Now, join host Joe Pardo as he interviews a dreamer who's living their dreams.
So I have John Lee Dumas on today. He is the entrepreneur on fire, interviewing entrepreneurs on fire. Why don't you give us some more background about yourself?
Yeah, real quick. I mean, Joe, I'm just a country boy from the state of Maine and spent 8 years in the Army as an officer, tried a bunch of different careers where I failed at miserably. Law school for a semester, corporate finance for 18 months, residential and commercial real estate for over 4 years, both on the West and East Coast. Just not finding my swing, not finding my stride, and really quitting, just being a quitter for a long period in my life. But at the age of 32, I finally had a little aha moment, I like to say, which was to create a 7-day-a-week podcast that interviews entrepreneurs on fire. And that's when I launched my podcast. And here we are 725 episodes later, with over 10 million downloads to date, having won Best of iTunes in 2013, Forbes, Inc., Time Magazine features. The accolades keep piling up, and I just keep having fun.
Yeah, I mean, it really is all about having fun and living your dream and being successful at it. So I know that you definitely are living a dream. I mean, you're living in San Diego. You know, the beach is right out your window.
Booyah.
Wait for it to adjust. There it is.
Can't complain on that.
Definitely not. So here on Ladder Day, we like to tackle topics related to living your dream. The first topic I'd like to pose to you, fear of the unknown. It's such a powerful thing, and I've noticed it in my own life and people around me that are just, they're scared to just start or to do something. And it's always because, well, you know, the news says this, or TV tells me this, or the newspaper says this, media and fear. And it's just driven into people like a drug. You know, what's your opinion of fear of the unknown? Because you've conquered it on many different levels.
Yes, and it's still something I have to face because I am a human being. And I think that that's, you know, the first thing that people really need to realize is that, listen, fear of the unknown is an innate fear, meaning you are born with it. It's part of our makeup, of our human psyche. It's the reason why, as cavemen and women, we didn't go outside when it was dark out in the cave because there's a saber-toothed tiger hanging around the corner. That unknown kept us alive and allowed us to survive and thrive. And now, you know, there's no saber-toothed tigers on the beach here in San Diego, but I still have that innate sense of fear of the unknown. And it's just what keeps us as a human species surviving and thriving throughout all these years. So what I want to say first and foremost about all this, Joe, is just embrace it. Just understand that if you're feeling it, don't get down on yourself. Don't be negative. It's part of being a human being. So instead, just embrace the fact that you are going to be scared, that you are going to have doubts, that you are going to have fear, and embrace that fear. Realize that 99% of people are unwilling or unable to embrace that fear. And that's why the 1% of people like myself who have kind of made that mindset shift and just realized that that's part of life, that's part of being a human, and embraced fear, I've been able to rise to the top 1%. And it's a pretty lonely place up here, Joe, because not many people have the ability to just bear hug that fear.
Well, and sometimes with good reason. I mean, whether it's financial reason or family reason or just putting that label on yourself and saying, you know, I'm just this or I'm just that and I can't do that. People live in situations where they're like, oh, it doesn't get any better than this, and better than this, not in a good way. Not in a good way. Not in a beach stare, you know, staring out your window kind of way, in a very negative way. And it's a shame. I always believe as long as you have some kind of a parachute, a plan, and really believe in yourself, you can really accomplish just about anything that you want to set yourself out to do. And it might not happen overnight. And that's really one of those things. I mean, you know, in your case, it wasn't overnight. In fact, there was probably a lot of nights and a lot of months that you were just really tensed up. And you're like, man, what am I doing? I mean, I've watched your video. I know, but for people who don't.
Yeah. there was plenty of those nice Joe that I did tense up. And I mean, I would wake up with in a cold sweat and just like being, what am I doing? Who am I to be launching a podcast, to be interviewing successful entrepreneurs? I haven't even done anything in the entrepreneurship world as of yet. And, you know, who am I to be interviewing these people, to be sharing my voice, my message, their message with the world? And those were scary times. Those were scary nights, because when it's 3 a.m. and you're having those fears and you're waking up in the middle of the night, you know, I normally had to say to myself, you know what, John, that was a crazy idea. Go to bed, wake up in the morning. You're going to go back to the grinds. You're going to forget it. You ever had this crazy idea about podcasting. It's over. And I'd go back to sleep. But then, you know, I would wake up in the morning, the sun would be shining and it'd be another day. And I'd say, you know what? I'm not going to let that fear that I had last night continue to dominate me now. And I realize that that's going to happen. Let's just embrace it and let's move forward and just realize it's, again, part of being a human.
Yeah, I mean, you had a great plan too. I mean, you had a plan. You weren't right. Just like throwing, you know, darts at a dartboard and hoping something sticks. So, and I think that's really important to have that vision. And you got to remember too that people don't always have the vision that you have. You had a vision of, okay, we're going to do this 7 days a week. We're going to make money at this. We're going to do it. And there was people, very prominent people, successful people that told you that's not the way this works.
Right.
And yet you still push through that. I mean, it takes a lot of bravery, a little bit of stupidity, naivety. Naivety, is that a word?
I think it's naivety.
Naivety.
I can't even pronounce it.
And you know, to be able to barrel through that and make it happen. And you've done it very successfully. And you've laid the model for so many people to try to do what you're doing, or even on a small scale, you know, because right. Everything starts small. You know, anything could happen tomorrow. None of us could wake up tomorrow. And I really think that you can't let, especially fear, stop you from just doing the things that you want to do.
And sometimes, Joe, I think you even need to be excited when you're starting to get fearful, when you're starting to get doubts, and when you're starting to really question yourself, because you need to realize that every single person that's gone down that path before you, right now with you, and then will come down that path after you, they're going to face that exact same fear, that exact same doubt. And guess what? That's going to turn them away. I was not the first person to come up with the idea of a 7-day-a-week podcast interviewing aspiring and successful entrepreneurs, I am sure. But the reality is that fear, doubt, and second guessing turned a lot of people away before they ever got to launch phase. And I was just the first person that was able to push through that fear. So now I look at it and say, you know what? I'm actually glad that this fear exists, because it exists for everybody. It's keeping 99% of people out. It's letting the 1% of people in that are willing to just accept it. And I'm going to be that 1%, even though it's terrifying. And I'm going to push on forward.
Well, I think that pretty much wraps up this topic, unless you have any other thoughts.
No, I think that's a great little bow on top.
Hey, Dreamers, Joe Pardo here. I hope you all enjoyed episode 100. I know I had a great time recording with Al Kessel, and I still can't thank him enough for being there for me. A few quick updates. I added to howtodream.co all the iTunes reviews that you have all been so kind to leave. And after talking to my friend Greg Clunas, I would love to add some YouTube testimonials to howtodream.co. So here's the deal. Record and upload your video testimonial to YouTube. Hit the Write to Joe button at the top of howtodream.co. Send me the link to your video with your mailing address, and I will mail you out a copy of my dual CD limited edition Disney music mashup album, Adventuratorium. It normally sells at jpar.co for $10 plus $3 shipping. $2.50 of every CD that's sold goes to Give Kids the World, and I'm willing to donate that myself, and I'll pay the $3 shipping for every CD that I send out for a YouTube testimonial. This gift to you can make a great gift for any Disney fan. You can find out all about Adventuratorium at jpar.co. Thanks again for listening. I really appreciate all of you. And if you enjoy the show, please, please, please share it with people you know and love. I hope you all have a magical week. Today's background music's been provided by Tom Amin. You can check out more about Tom Amin at tomaminmusic.com.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Dreamers Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Dreamers Podcast. Join us on Facebook at facebook.com/Dreamers Podcast. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on the Dreamers Podcast, please send an email to j@jpar.co. This podcast is copyright 2014 by jpar.co.